is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's going to be a rough start for financial markets because of an AI tech sell-off. ABC's Mike Dubusky says that's because tech companies like NVIDIA could be threatened by a Chinese breakthrough.
Last week, the Chinese firm DeepSeek released a new AI model called R1. It reportedly does better in testing than popular models from companies like OpenAI. That, plus a cheaper open-source model the company released in December, has prompted fears that American AI can't keep up with China on performance or price.
President Trump will address House Republicans at their retreat in Florida. His administration's ramped up immigration raids around the U.S., but is also facing scrutiny after the president fired at least 17 inspectors general and did not give the 30-day notice required by law. Rain in Southern California is reducing the fire risk, but increasing worries about mudslides, and a ceremony at Auschwitz today marking 80 years since liberation. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Representative Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse over the weekend to tour the Family and Children's Center. His visit was to see what services the facility offered. Van Orden was asked about his thoughts on the January 6th insurrection pardons, and Van Orden said he supported the pardons for nonviolent people, calling their jail terms, quote, silly, but said that people that attacked police officers would get, quote, zero room for me. President Donald Trump pardoned over 1,500 people. Gas prices are trending higher. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The average price of gasoline rose 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state today is $2.94. This is 19.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 21 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national price of diesel also rose, increasing 4.4 cents to stand at $3.65 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say oil prices declined over the last week following President Trump's speech at the World Economic Forum. He urged Saudi Arabia to lower oil prices by restoring production. Prices have stabilized for the time being, with crude more than $5 per gallon below prices a couple of weeks ago. Gas Buddy officials are monitoring any potential impacts from the possible U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico, as they are key sources of crude oil imports. That deadline is February 1st, and officials will be watching for the possibility of retaliatory tariffs. If the tariffs don't materialize, gas prices could stay relatively stable over the next few weeks until the seasonal rise that usually begins in mid to late February.
La Crosse gas prices have evened out at about $2.96 per gallon for the past week, although prices are trending upwards both locally and statewide to over $3 per gallon.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen announced now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you gotta to be the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost six in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry, and a high in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow, breezy and highs in the mid 40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently 21 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
It is the weekend. That means coming up on the show, we'll break down all the news that you might have missed and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. My guest can't make it this morning. So I'm going to open. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I'm going to open the phone lines. Whatever it is you want to talk about, certainly we can have that conversation. I got a lot more to talk about. But the phone lines are open if there's anything you feel like you want to talk about. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee quickly. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Well, I heard your message of open mic, and I'm really worried about, you know, I work for healthcare, all these vaccinations and stuff like that. There's not only the fact that there are kids who's going to be vaccinated and non-vaccinated, there's also adults who are in the risk, because any infection disease have an incubation period. It's about 3 to 5 days, and then you have a fever, and only then you have actual skin skin problem where you can actually detect what kind of disease is that. So I'm worried about the status of a whole society, basically. And also, I was watching the confirmations through the cabinet, for Trump cabinet, and none of the financial people were asked about Medicare and Medicaid. They want to cut Medicaid. They want to cut Medicare, and they're going to do it very smart. They're not going to just remove the program. They're going to minimize it, okay?
Yes.
So me working with Omar, and you know that, and I think that the audience knows that too, we do have anti-inflammatory therapies available in a way of a supplement. There are medication what doesn't prescribe because they're very cheap. So please, if you're not coming to us or you're not coming, please, guys, protect yourself, because your coverage is going to be cut off. And
hey, and
this is how it looks like. And I'm really worried about the whole society altogether, because if we're all going to get sick with all kinds of disease, and the older people already have immune deficiency, then we're basically going into Holocaust.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Joe from Superior. Good morning to you, Joe. Thank you for listening. You say what?
Hello, Earl. So I'm a member of Rotary here in Superior, and Rotary has been active in polio eradication for almost four decades. Billions of dollars invested, along with our partners, the World Health Organization and the Gates Foundation. This effort has resulted in a success rate of 99.9% of polio cases eradicated. We're down to 1/10 of 1%. It's been difficult, though, because misinformation and lies about vaccines has hindered us eliminating it 100%. Unfortunately, with RFK Jr. proposed as a nominee, that could further impact our ability to finally see polio eliminated worldwide. I hope that people will reach out to our senator, specifically Ron Johnson, and make him aware of this. We have the opportunity to eliminate polio, but also other vaccines that have been so critical to public health. Vaccines have been the most significant public health improvement tool we have ever seen.
Well, go ahead, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Joe.
Jr., Ron Johnson, others.
Polio had been eradicated in our nation. You talk about globally, polio and others are going to make their return on the scene if people don't get vaccinated. And so I just, for the life of me, again, to totally dismiss the science. You know, there's now the new guy that Trump has now is saying, the CIA is now saying, well, see, we told you COVID came from a Wuhan lab in China, reinforcing all of this information so people can say, well, no. And those people who keep saying we don't need vaccinations, it's a proven reality that vaccinations work, right? We've seen it for over a century now. So what are we talking about, man? Why would we even, you know, entertain the thought of going backwards? But we're doing it, man, at record speed. Oh, go ahead.
Yep. And actually, polio, there have been some cases recently here in the United States. There have been some cases in the United in New York. Then there have been some cases that have cropped up in Gaza, you know, places where there's been conflict. Unfortunately, in addition to the billions that have been invested in eliminating polio, volunteer vaccinators have been killed because of misinformation and lies in places where, not unlike some of the anti-vax type of rhetoric we see here, is spread. The other thing is that Robert F. Kennedy, you may have heard this, but in 2019, he went to American Samoa and spread his anti-vax ideas there, resulting in a measles outbreak that killed over 80 people, mostly children, as a result of that.
Hey, Joe, thank you very much for that information. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
I appreciate the wide open door. Real quick on vaccines, only just for a quick one here, is, you know, to deny science is insanity. You know, so many nations require vaccinations. You know, try to go to Thailand without getting malaria vaccine, for example. The military, everybody who enlists, has to get their shots. That's just, and they, you know, the problem is with these, you know, they work for most people, and we can experience, you know, these TV ads that we're seeing now, you know, saturating our football games and everything. At the very end, they had this long list. Well, you know, this not may be for you if you're sensitive to this or you're allergic to that or whatever. It's the same thing with these vaccines. There's nothing, there's not a food. You know, some people are lactose intolerant, for example. In the same family, you can have five siblings and they all have different diets and sensitivities. You know, you just have to work at it. You know, good health, you have to kind of pay attention and work at it. So, you know, we shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, so. We should recognize and respect science and recognize that it's not, you know, one size does not fit all. But guess what? You know, if it affects 80 or 90 or 95% of the public in a public way, you know, maybe that's a good start. You know, medicine and science will always be imperfect. And our bodies are all different. We just need to do our part as humans and pay attention.
Hey, Mike, that's why they call it the practice of medicine.
Yes, and why we are patients.
Yes.
That's the practice.
Yes.
Because sometimes it takes a while. But the most important ingredient to this whole equation is you and I, that we the peeps paying attention to our bodies. And you know what? If this isn't working for us, deviate a little bit. Because, again, we are all different. Puppies are different. Siblings are different. For us to think that this is a black and white society or black and white issue with vaccines, it's the wrong thinking.
Especially as it relates to children. Come on, man. Babies.
Oh my God. Yeah. And certain people, my sister grew out of one of her illnesses. Things change, you know. But again, we must reinvest and double down on science, because that's where everything starts. We can sure eliminate a lot of, you know, dropping into potholes along our path of life here, just by paying attention.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Phone lines are open. It's, you know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I got a lot more to talk about. Clearly, one of the things is Trump's Palestinian refugee idea falls flat with Arab allies. So, you know, if you don't know, we'll talk about it for sure. You know, on the other side. Let me go to CJ. Okay, CJ, you're up. It's your thing, man.
Come
do what
on,
you
Earl.
Want to
Thanks
do.
Well, I'm going to talk about RFK Jr. Because he does not say that he doesn't want immunization. He wants free press. If you remember, Mark Zuckerberg testified that the FBI paid them $2 million to censor evidence from some of the greatest immunologists in the United States, such as from Stanford. He wants science to be revealed, not covered up the way the Biden-Harris Fauci administration did it. So, you know, it just baffles me that, you know, I wish he had used the same criteria of discussion
everybody. CJ, let me say this to you. Last Friday, I said that over 200 of the top medical doctors in this country. No, 2,000 of the top medical doctors in this nation said no to Robert F. Kennedy. 2,000 said no to Robert F. Kennedy. If you want to talk about, you know, you telling me about a handful of people, 2,000 said he is a danger. Hang on. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Eagle, 1490 AM.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have updates on important state Supreme Court cases involving the outcome of a November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court election and whether Pennsylvania can count mail ballots with missing dates. First to North Carolina, where after two recounts, a race for Supreme Court justice is separated by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over appeals court judge Jefferson Griffin, but Griffin refused to concede and appealed to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Griffin's challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's returning citizen rights restoration. He and the North Carolina GOP also challenge voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Wednesday, the Carolina Journal reported that the North Carolina Supreme Court refused to hear the case in a 5-1 decision, sending it back to Wake County Superior Court to consider Judge Griffin's complaints. Back in October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rule on whether on-time mail-in ballots missing a signing date could be counted. Of the two challenges filed, the ACLU's argument that rejecting the ballots is a violation of the state constitution's free and equal elections clause will be considered. No trial date has been set. We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Your thing. Do what you want to do. The phone lines are open. We'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. My guest that was scheduled for this morning fell ill over the weekend, so we'll reschedule her. In the meantime, you know, phone lines are open. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. So, CJ, before I go back to you, thousands of doctors come out against letting RFK Jr. become health secretary. He is actively dangerous. More than 15,000 doctors, I said 2,000, more than, now, Sam, think about this. More than 15,000 doctors have signed a letter addressed to the Senate urging the legislature to vote against confirming Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. The health and well-being of 336 million Americans depend on leadership at Health and Human Services that prioritizes science, evidence-based medicine, and strengthening the integrity of our public health system. The letter reads, now who would you, you know, rather listen to, Sam? I'm just 15,000 doctors or, CJ.
I'd probably rather listen to the ones who went to medical school for 10 years and know what they're talking about.
Hey, man, no question. And continue to go to school.
Exactly.
Right? That a doctor, his learning doesn't ever stop. It's ongoing. Okay, CJ, you say what, man? Are all those doctors? Are all those doctors Democrats? Is that the problem? 15,000.
I think it has to do with political party. The one that's leading those 15,000 is Fauci, who lied to the American people.
No, it's not Fauci. CJ, there's no proof or that you have that says that Brian Fauci, I mean that Fauci is leading those doctors. You can't back that up with truth.
Are you and Sam denying that censorship went on with Facebook and the FBI paid him $2 million?
Hey, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Earl, can we just name him the parrot? Because he says the same damn thing every day. At least I'm saying something that is policy-driven, which is we the people ultimately are the government, and we need to get money out of politics. That doesn't just go for just one side of the aisle. I think that goes for all Americans. But here is my question today. So I'm not going to give a comment besides what I've already done. That is, Earl, how do we, because you know I bring up money in politics a lot, and I bring up Franklin Delano Roosevelt a lot. How do we, and I've also been pushed back that there's really nothing we can do because it is what it is. How do we do something about this? How do we get money out of politics if people aren't even aware completely of Citizens United? How do we get back to the FDR policies that were put into place if we don't talk about them? Because most of the American people are just trying to make a living and they really don't even tune into politics. I don't think I'm a partisan. I think I'm a policy guy. And I think I'm for policy for everybody. We, the people, all of us, whether that's with vaccinations, whether that's with everything, how do we do this, Earl? I'd love to know, and I'll kick your
So Tom, hang on. So here's what I say. This ship has sailed, and the billionaires, Tom, and the billionaires and all of the money that's out there that controls the media, the average citizen has to be organized. There has to be a coming together and an educational process to educate the American people of what has transpired. Okay? So we can say we have to get money out of politics, but getting money out of politics is easier said than done. The people at the top, the congressmen and the senators and all the business people who meet with our elected officials in Washington, D.C., in Wisconsin, in California, in our state governments, in our city governments, all of that has money tied into it, and elected officials, based on the way the law is written, can take advantage of that. So and it's not an easy. Go ahead, Tom.
You and I are in complete agreement with that. My thing is that I don't think the average American out there understands that corporate media means big money in media. They watch Fox and they just kind of glare over. But it's like nobody's shown that the emperor doesn't have any clothes on by really telling them, follow the money. Follow the money.
Okay, so Tom, let me ask you, if the media, which you know certainly is the platform, is already tainted, something that people see every day, won't do it and won't say it. The biggest platform is the media. Then now what? 855-752-4842. You're into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Our phone lines are open. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Law enforcement officials in Tennessee say there's a potential link between a Nashville shooting this week and one in Madison at Abundant Life Christian School last month. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
17-year-old Solomon Henderson was the shooter in Nashville this week. His social media account, according to ABC News, was followed by Natalie Rupnow, the Abundant Life Christian School shooter. Henderson, who allegedly killed a female student before taking his own life in a Nashville high school cafeteria, may also have interacted with Rupnow on social media prior to her attack in Madison last month.
Two people were killed and six were hurt in the Abundant Life Christian School shooting last month. No people were hurt in two separate house fires near Sparta Sunday morning. Fire officials said the first fire happened at a home on Highway 71 south of Sparta in the town of Wells. The attached garage was heavily damaged by the fire, with the home suffering minor damage. A second fire happened at the same time north of Sparta on Cardinal Road, with a call of multiple explosions being heard. The home and garage in the town of Little Falls were fully engulfed when crews arrived. Two dogs and two cats died in the fire. Both fires are being investigated. Two committees for the La Crosse City government meet today. The Public Works Board has a handful of permits to consider. The International Committee has a longer list of tasks, including an update on La Crosse's sister cities from around the world. The committee will also discuss the sister cities page on the city website and have a discussion on the committee's budget. The only other committee meeting this week for the city is the Human Rights Commission, which meets on Wednesday evening. Toma High School was placed in a hold on Friday after bullets were found in a high school bathroom. The district kept students in classrooms while administrators and law enforcement searched the building. No firearms were found, and there were no threats discovered during the investigation. Police stayed on campus for the rest of the day as a precaution. All students were accounted for, according to school administrators. Law enforcement was called immediately after the bullets were found.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're looking for a new hobby that requires almost absolutely no activity, consider herkel-derkeling. It's a centuries-old Scottish tradition. Herkel-derkeling translates to the art of lazing in bed. The practice encourages people to stay in their pajamas and not get up. Most of us consider this being lazy or depressed, but if you use the phrase herkel-derkel, it makes it sound more clinical. Still probably not an acceptable excuse for being late to work. Now, hotels are encouraging people to take a herkel-derkel stay. Yes, by all means, go spend a few $100 a night to stay in bed and not do anything. Money well spent. Amy Schumer says she might actually be canceled after admitting to hooking up with a fan. She talked about the experience on the Call Her Daddy podcast, saying that a professional baseball player who was a huge fan visited her for a rendezvous in her hotel room one night. She goes into more detail on the podcast. Let's just say they did more than herkel-derkel. Schumer's new comedy special, Kind of Pregnant, drops February 5th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry, and a high in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow, breezy and highs in the mid 40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. It's 24 right now.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Deming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
All right, welcome back for Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about for the remainder of the show. But I just want to say, read this text from James. Conservative podcasters like Joe Rogan are the main way Americans get their news now. Millions of viewers each podcast episode when CNN gets 300,000 views. And therein lies the issue. So, Sam, Joe Rogan. Who is Joe Rogan? Where did he go to school? Where did he get his information? And so people are willing to listen to a guy named Joe Rogan, and that's where they get their news from. I don't know how you can fix our nation, and this is Tom, you know, from L.A. James is absolutely right. You know, they're listening to Joe Rogan. And so who the hell is Joe Rogan?
He's just
that he should be followed.
Right. He's just a guy. And unfortunately,
that's it.
I think that's what people just love about him, is that he's just a guy. He's not part of the news, really, even though he has become that.
I know, but so my point is, okay, so you're following somebody who has no background. I mean, I get it. He was involved with the MMA, right? Okay. You know, like Trump was involved in the WWE. And so people are following personalities. And just because you're a personality does not mean that you have any substance or any understanding of the inner workings of our government. And people have just thrown that, you know, asunder. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, Joe Rogan tells the truth, and he gives his opinion.
Wait a minute, Gary. No, I'm not going to let you finish. I'll give you a chance to finish, but you can't say he tells the truth, and then you say it's his opinion. It can't be both.
No.
I'm just telling you what just came out of your mouth, man.
Okay, when I call up, I give you the truth of the way I see my opinion to you would be.
Okay, well, Gary, so, okay, listen. Your opinion is just that.
That's right. That's your truth.
I know, but Gary, that's your truth. Each individual can give their truth, but there's only one truth.
Okay, do you agree with me that MSNBC and CNN, they're falling apart, they're losing their viewership because of the fact is people don't trust them because of all the lies about hiding Biden's inability to run as president?
Let me say this to you. No, I don't agree with you that the reason MSNBC and those others are falling apart is because of something about Joe Biden. It's about the fact that people have decided to follow somebody named Joe Rogan that they don't know anything about.
Yeah, but the fact is they were told on MSNBC, and these are the pundits that I'm listening. See, I listen to them all the time, and they say, look, man, the people are mad at us. We didn't tell them the truth, what was really going on. And that's why MSNBC is going to fall apart.
Gary, let me say this to you, because you're a guy who watches Fox News. Now, Fox News got sued. Fox News got sued by Dominion, $700 million. And the man who owns Fox News said, we're not a news outlet. You remember that, Sam? Hey, we're not a news outlet. Okay, so wait a minute. So here it is, an outlet like Fox News that is leading people to believe that they're a news outlet after they've already said before the world, we're not a news outlet.
We're entertainment. So why are all those people listening to that?
I watch Newsmax way more than I watch Fox. And I watch MSNBC way more than I watch Fox. I mean, that's a fact. That's a fact, because I'm telling you the truth. This is my version
Gary,
of the truth.
You're telling me your truth, okay? Stop saying that your truth is everybody else's truth. It's not.
Okay, so when you're on the radio, do you ever distort the truth, or do you say, this is the truth? You know, you talk to Joe Biden. You know that his brain was messed up. You know.
Hey, Gary. I say this to you. I'll say this to you and anybody else. Whether or not Joe Biden's brain is messed up doesn't matter. Joe Biden is not the president. There's a man who is in office right now who we know his brain is messed up, and we've got 4 years with him.
Yeah, you worry about 4 years. You're talking 12. If Trump does well, Vance will be in there for 8 years, because trying to get somebody else, you just don't fire the guy after the second term. So we got 12 years, most likely.
Hey Gary, wishful thinking, sir. Thank you very much for the call. Wishful thinking. When you wish upon a star, dreams won't take you very far. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
This is for Gary. Gary, how many felonies did Joe Biden have? How many women did Joe Biden rape? How many other crimes did Biden commit that have been authenticated as truth? You even deny that. And you listen to somebody like Joe Rogan, who sells one word, fear. He makes you fearful. You make all your decisions because you're afraid. You arm yourself because you're afraid. You buy into all this fear. Trump has been in office 1 week. He has destroyed so many agreements. We had among our allies and friends. We have gone from a safe place that ended with hostages released and a peace deal to a dangerous place where we don't have the allies and friends we had a week ago. Just answer that, Gary. Just put that into your comprehension and at least think about it. Don't react. Think. Then make your decision. But, Gary, you are governed by fear. I feel sorry for you, buddy.
Hey, I'll Bill, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Brendan, it's your thing. Do what you want to do on the Earl Ingram Show.
Hey, Earl, it's good to speak to you. Happy New Year. And listen, Joe Rogan is just a guy that was an actor. He was on a sitcom. He went from that to being a guy who hooked up with Dana White. He capitalized on MMA, which was great. The guy was smart enough to do that. He had Fear Factor as a show. This is about personality politics. That's all this is about. People are so tuned in to whatever guy gets them going. I mean, it's just a bunch of over testosterone-filled men that listen to him. All those college students that voted, all those college frat boys that voted for him. He's got a huge following. He has everybody on because they go on his show, and the comedians go on his show because they sell tickets. The actors go on his show because he sells tickets. That's all this is about. And for Gary to say, I watch Newsmax, and then talk about CNN and MSNBC, you've got to be kidding me. Really? Really?
Hey, Brendan. Listen, Brendan, let me ask you. So when you talked about all those things with Joe Rogan, you didn't mention his education or his background or any of those things. Why?
Because
nobody
knows
about them. Right.
And I don't listen to Joe Rogan. I go out and I gather information. But listen to me, Gary. Justify the fact that he cut off cancer research. He's doing nothing but setting up his billionaire oligarchs for their big tax break that's on its way. And we're all supposed to sit back and take it in the backside from this idiot. And then Gary talks about 12 years.
J.D. Vance ain't going nowhere, okay? Elon, that whole White House thing's going to blow up one day when Elon's too high on ketamine and he comes walking in there and says the wrong thing to Trump, okay? We all know that's coming. But, you know, all we got to do, stay within your communities. Keep talking to each other. Don't give up the fight. This is our country, not Trump's country.
Hey, Brendan.
Not the oligarch's country, because there's more of us than there are of them.
Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Brian from Jake from Milwaukee, it's your thing. Do what you want to do on the Earl Ingram Show.
I just want to tell you, I'm in the middle of Waukesha County right now. The sky is pink and donuts are raining on the sky, and everybody's a liberal. Okay, so do you think that's a fact?
Hey, man, you know, is that rhetorical?
No. Yeah, no. Well, the thing is like there's a difference between facts and opinions, right?
Yes, but Gary doesn't think so.
Yeah. So the fact is the sky is blue. Now, I'm going to ask Gary, why is the sky blue? Well, God made it that way, right? Because he's against abortion. No. It's that way. It's because that's how our eyes filter light, okay? That's a fact. So between opinion and fact, there is a huge difference. So when you say it's an opinion, sorry, man. I mean, you have to go back to fifth grade and learn the difference between a fact and an opinion and truth. So it's just like, I don't get it. I thought our educational system was worse now, but I don't know. I mean, I think it was Gary and CJ out there, and I'm thinking like, I don't think it was ever that great ever.
Hey, Jake, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brian from Milwaukee. It's your thing. Do what you want to do on the Earl Ingram Show. You say what, sir?
Yeah, just a few things. One about the vaccines. I worked in pharmacy for 15 years. And I remember in 2009 when we were dealing with swine flu. And I thought that was a big thing with everyone wanting the swine flu vaccine. And then COVID hit. And the calls we got every day for people looking for vaccine was just outrageous. And the clinics we would have were, you know, 150 people would show up a night to get vaccinated for COVID, you know, because everyone's in this panic mode. And now it just seems like they're not in this panic mode anymore, and vaccines is out the window. You know, right. What surprises me is I think I read somewhere that Wisconsin, as far as Wisconsinites are concerned, Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services say that only 31% of Wisconsinites this season, the 24-25 flu season, got their flu vaccine. Yet right now, hospitals are...
it's an epidemic.
The flu,
yep, it's an epidemic.
And everything else. And it's just like, I mean, I understand that some people can't get a vaccine. And like one of your callers said earlier, you know, everyone's body is different. Everyone's chemistry is different. I've noticed that in pharmacy. You know, certain patients can take certain meds because obviously it's going to your body's going to react different. Same with the vaccine. So I can understand that, you know. But if you're able to get a vaccine, please do it. I mean, there's no reason you shouldn't.
You're talking to
you're
a guy who's
vaccinated. Yourself.
You're talking to a guy. Hey, Brian, you're talking to a guy who's vaccinated. So thank you very much for the call. Guys, 855-752-4842. It's your thing on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Do what you want to do. Phone lines are open.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Whatever it is you want to talk about, let's do it. Let's go to Jim from Eaton. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Earl. Yes,
yes, sir.
On a little different note. Yeah, on a different note. I have black friends, Shannon, Dice, Melinda, and, you know, we get along fine. I love them, and you're my friend, Earl, and, you know, you go back to the 1990s that I listened to you call in to the Charlie Sykes Show.
And yeah, that's how I got into radio.
What you brought to the table there on that station in Milwaukee. And so, yeah, I just want to say there are conservative white men that love blacks. And
I never said that wasn't the case, man.
All right. I just wanted to know that today. All right.
Well, I've always said you're a fair man, you're a fair guy. And I can't argue with people. You know, everybody has a right to their own opinion, man. You're a fair guy, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. It's Jack from wherever you're from. Jack, where are you from?
Merrimack.
Merrimack, okay. Hey, it's your thing, Jack. Do what you want to do. What do you want to talk about?
All right. Well, remember alternative facts?
Yes, yeah. Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some people believe this is a real thing. You know, if I believe this, it's a fact. No, not necessarily. There are only facts, which are reality. Anything else is lying, period. It's nothing else.
Now, Are you saying that because you're an educator?
And a scientist, yes. There's a certain amount of that I'm guilty of.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, I'd like to read you a couple of quotes from a woman by the name of Hannah Arendt, who studied the Nazis extensively. One of them is, this constant lying is not aimed at making people believe the lie, but to ensure nobody believes anything anymore. A people that can no longer distinguish between truth and lies, and get this, cannot distinguish between right and wrong either. And such a people, deprived of their power to think and judge, is, without knowing and willing it, completely subjected to the rule of those lies. With such a people, you can do whatever you want. And that's what's really frightening about this administration.
You know, Jack, those are absolutely powerful words. And we can hear it when people say, I listen to Joe Rogan. And all these people listen to him as if Joe Rogan has some truth that should resonate and that we should follow. Well, I can't listen to the news, the nightly news, because they're lying. But Joe Rogan?
Yeah. It's Joe Rogan. It's Fox News. It's Newsmax. And a lot of these sources start out with the truth and then lead into a lying misinterpretation of it intentionally to set up people for fear, anger, hatred, and promote tribalism. And that, again, is one of the problems we now have. That's what got us there. And you asked a question a long time ago in this program, how do we get there? And that, in my opinion, is the answer, is we've got major sources of so-called information, and they're not telling us the truth. They are doing anything they can to stir up this fear and hatred and tribalism.
You know, Jack,
how do we get out of it is the question. And I don't know
Jack,
the answer to that.
One of the things that you've done your entire life as an educator is to teach children how to use their own brains to think, right? That's what education is, hopefully. Teaching children not to follow what other people say, right? Education is about you yourself broadening your mind and your ability to think. Isn't that what education is about, sir?
And in science, it's about testing. Is this correct? Is this accurate? Is this the truth? And if not, we're going to have to change what we think about and how we interpret it.
Hey, Jack, thank you, man. Thank all of you. I'm sorry we ran out of time, all of you on the lines. But I want to thank you, Sam. Man, I really, really enjoyed having you on, man.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, we'll reconnect soon. Thank you very much. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Greg Bach and Jane Mattinair on air. Have a great Monday. See you guys tomorrow with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above lacrosse.
This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Wall Street, Washington, and Silicon Valley all reacting to a new Chinese artificial intelligence model. ABC's Mike Dubusky explains why.
DeepSeek's R1 model reportedly outperforms equivalent American models, and it does so by using just a fraction of the computer processors needed by companies like OpenAI and Meta. DeepSeek has raised questions among investors over why U.S. tech companies need so many resources and spend so much money developing AI.
President Trump traveling to Florida today, where he'll speak to the House Republican leadership retreat this week. Confirmation hearings for some of his more controversial nominees, including Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, his pick for Director of National Intelligence. Researchers are in a new study published in a Canadian journal found that just 2.5 hours per week of moderate activity can have a major impact on overall health. This is ABC News.